Okay, there we go.
That was her.
There.
Start from scratch.
Hi, I'm back. Of course we are going to have mayhem and craziness. The first time back, I think the last time we were here was January 2020, something around like the 15th or so. And Spencer, everybody, let's show Spencer. This is Spencer there. Spencer, take your flowers, man.
Hello.
Because you and the fabulous team just have been fabulous to get this place back together again. And it feels like life. It feels like nothing has ever. You know, there's the littlest of booms, Angel. For those of you who are listening on your actual radio, hello, Itasha, baby. Itasha Oodles years ago, this would have been a Reggae Fest weekend, right? Mm. So many things happening. We have a great show in store for you today. In studio, I have fabulous people. I have the director of the award-winning film now, Dear Jackie. Henri Pardo, one of the members of the film, educator Keith Riley. He also has the dubious distinction of being, are you the favorite nephew this week?
Oh, we all know I'm the favorite. Ah!
Littlest Boom, how does it feel to be back? Okay. You would have been home in pajamas doing this, right? You had to get a bath and comb your hair and do all of this. It's just like way too much for you. Angel, give him a flop.
Yes, flop, 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 flop. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Hey, it's great to be back.
Alrighty.
You know, it's great to be back. You're seeing wonders. Imagine it's an elevator in this place, you know, boy.
Yeah.
I'm elevator turntable.
Yes.
We have to christen it and give it a name.
Elevator.
Because we know we call this the spaceship, right?
Spaceship. Was that the deck?
The elevator.
I know, but on Star Trek, they would have called it the deck, right?
That's right.
So. Yeah, the deck or something like that, right? So that's the deck. It goes up, it goes down, and if you're in wheelchair.
You press a button.
A button. You'll notice they didn't show me the button because they know
you're going to be playing with that. You're going to be playing.
Let's jump right into it here. For those of you, first of all, my listeners, this cold from hell, allergies, I thought it, but it seems to be a cold because it took down everybody in the house.
Hey, not the Angel.
Careful,
always saying everybody in the house. All right?
Okay, well, it didn't catch you down, all right?
Good.
All right, good. Dear Jackie came out during Rencontre Internationale de Documentaire last fall.
That's right.
I saw it there. In fact, that was the last time I saw you, Keith. We just cuddled up.
I'm in ghost mode. I'm sorry. You know, I stay low key.
Whatever. You're so full of it. Right? I think we cuddled up and I sat back and I watched it. And it was, as usual, hard to watch. I did not register the degree to which being black, I have to say Quebec, but I think it's perhaps Montreal, is so difficult. And so it was a hard film for me to look at. And then towards the last part of the film, there was that scene in which we shot here in studio with Keith, Fonemi, who sends his regrets, and myself, where we sat and talked about racism, our own personal racism. I guess that my first question to you, Henri, is setting out to do the film, did you already know that there was that much or the racism that black people experience living here was that heavy and dense?
Yeah, it's a loaded question. I think, well, personally, and I think this is right for everybody. I think we were talking about Star Trek a while ago. Mm. The correct name. It's like we're ships, you know. We've got these sensors that go in all types of directions, and I think as Black people, men and women, we've got these sensors and we feel it. We sense it that there is a problem. Looks, laws, rules, you know, habits that the general society has regarding us. So that was there, of course, you know. And as a filmmaker, you know, our job as filmmakers is sort of to look at humanity and sort of like give this a mirror to it, you know, as faithfully as possible. And our hope is to sort of transform society, right? But after a while, you sort of have to dig in deep and do the research and meet the people. And throughout this production of Dear Jackie, I met these issues head on through personal stories, through emotions. They were all there, you know. So that hit me hard. That hit me hard to sort of like deal with that. And quite honestly, that accumulated with the pandemic, Coriolan or George Floyd or whatever, at one point I broke down.
Well, I had the vision to break down way in advance, and then I think I was crying for a lot of it.
Yeah.
I guess my question next to you, Keith, we were all locked away. Some people call it a hoax. Some people call it a pandemic. And we saw what ensued. George Floyd's death, and we don't want to rehash that per se.
Yeah.
But that felt like a new beginning. Somebody had to die calling for their mama, and subsequently the police officer's sentence to a good jail time. Some good damn jail time then get.
Yeah.
Did it make you sort of go, there's hope? Because we're not going to give away what you spoke about in the film.
Because
yeah, sure. We want people across the country and in Montreal, your opportunity to see the film is this Thursday. At the end of the interview, I'll tell you where. Go on, go get your pens and your papers, right? But did you feel the sentencing that there was hope?
To an extent. I think it's having grown up in this world of media and being a kid of my generation, I grew up with technology and the internet, so having everything at my fingertips. I've been seeing these issues for a very, very large portion of my life. I think seeing George Floyd and seeing what came of that wasn't necessarily that. It's that this was one that was caught. It was one that was filmed.
It was
something that people saw. And it's now for the first time, this was something that was published around the world for there to be a reaction. So I think the fact that it had to go to that extent for there to be any kind of action of some sorts says something. But realistically, what we have to kind of tell ourselves is, did I see hope? I did, because I always try to be a hopeful person.
Mm.
But here we are in 2022,
yeah.
July. Have things really changed all that much?
The choices you made in the film, Ari,
mm-hmm.
Because we're going to go to the next hot button subject, and that's going to be this spring gently turning into summer. We've seen a lot of race baiting or language baiting from our premier. We're getting ready to head into an election. At one point, I don't call his name out loud. I said the premier, right? I'm leaving it just so, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He said that the only culture that is worth anything, really, if you will, and I'm paraphrasing, is the Quebecoise culture. That culture comes first. It seemed very reductionist for a colonizer, because that he represents that, right?
Yes.
To say that, did you sort of in your head, oh, I wish he said that while I was in editing?
Yeah, then there are many things that that are said that could have been in the film, and other things that will be said on and on and on again. And that's one of the things. The descendants of the colonizers truly believe that they're the first ones here and they matter first. And they forget first of all about indigenous people, and then the enslaved people that were here, indigenous and black, that were here. But that's a long time ago. But right now we've got a diverse city and province and country, and to hear thoughts like that, to hear, you know, as a leader, is really unbecoming and very hard for all of us to hear. All of us to hear, you know, like it's really important also to know that it's when I talk about these things, I talk about us for sure, but also them, you know. I think white people are blessed to have us here. Yeah. You know, and
I don't know that. Hello.
And to have us, because you think about the culture that is, you think of Montreal, you're not thinking Parti Chinois, Poutine only. No, you're thinking about the diverse cultures that we have here, the different music venues that we have, the reggae that you can hear walking down the block in NDG, you know, the hip hop and the hip hop and soul that you'll find going anywhere in the, you know, in Montreal Nord or whatever it may be. The soul, the essence of Montreal has been something that has been a hot pot of cultures forever. And now, and again, I'm using Montreal as an example here because this is the reality that I live. But Quebec overall, there seems to be this mentality, especially for those who are in power, that Quebec is Quebec. No, Quebec is Canada. And this is one of the big issues that is obviously reinforced a lot by people who are outside of Quebec, who this kind of look from the outside in and take a look at us. But there's this core value inside of people who are our leaders in this province, who want to separate themselves so much from what is one of the biggest proudest things that Canada has, which is our diversity. And they want to pull that out.
Yeah, definitely. And this is where, you know, that expression, decolonizing the mind, history, politics is really important, right? It's not about the old wars, the old European wars anymore. It's about, well, who's on this territory? First of all, you know, hats off to the truly first people here, the indigenous peoples that are here. And after that, it's just a question of partager le bien commun, to share that common wealth that we all have, that we all spread, so we're able to make a better, you know, setting, a table setting for everybody that can really chime in and make this country, province, city, this region, this territory better. Right. And I think there's a lot to be, you know, we often talk about our culture, like, you know, food, clothing, and music and entertainment and stuff like that. But there are also business models, right, that are inspired by who we are, that bring this to the table also, that can make things different and better for all of us that are here.
Without question.
All right. So I would like to know, in the coming election, and you know, for me, this film, these issues are always being talked about. I've been in this building, you know, me, Sarah, Hani, Weezy, we built this place with our bare hands. And from the inception of this place and McTavish before it, we have been talking about these issues of race. We've been talking about issues of policing. Oh my gosh, Montrealer, you need to see the policing story in the film. That's all I'm saying, because you have a opportunity to watch it, right? Is there an example that we can point to now, since all that we've gone through? Because remember, with the pandemic, we were shut down, the air got clean. They showed us the water in Venice became clear and didn't stink anymore for a time.
I remember that one. That's
right?
True.
the ice slowed down melting. The whole place got better.
Yeah. Mm.
Because humanity doubled down and put out its best self. Like, fear was this great motivator, right? Now, it's almost as if we've forgotten. I don't know. You all tell me. and we're moving forward. There's an opportunity with the next election. These issues are probably not going to get raised too much because it's strategically, I think, they built their calendar doing what they did. And to know that in the summer when it's nice and we love each other and we're in Poutine Fest hugging each other and we're warm and they don't put elections January 15th when we're pissed off, right? They ain't stupid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But is there something that we can point to that gives you hope, or do we have to battle it out at the box?
It's a big question.
Sorry! Boom, boom, time.
Yeah, yeah. Boom, boom, time.
Yeah. It's again, you want to be hopeful, right? You want to be like, no, there's that light at the end of the tunnel. This is what it could be. But at the end of the day, we know that this has been an uphill battle, and it continued to be an uphill battle until, and really, you know, who knows if this is a winning battle, if there's a winning point to this battle. But with the current way things are, it does seem like it's we need to show up.
Yeah.
You know, if we take a look at the numbers, of recent elections in past years, federal and provincial, we don't show up.
Yeah.
And when I say we, and the we is not the Black community, it is not the Indigenous community, it's minority communities overall who are the ones who oftentimes these policies truly do affect. We are the ones that don't show up. So this is something that I think has been addressed multiple times by a lot of community leaders, and I think it's something that we need to continue pushing, especially for the younger generations as well, because at the end of the day, millennials right now, we're starting to take those big numbers, you know, in regards to the workforce, we're taking those big numbers hopefully to the boxes as well, and this needs to be something that becomes sustained with future generations as well.
Definitely. I do believe that voting is really important. But, you know, your question, I was thinking of an answer. I was like, oh, my God. But it brings me back to Dear Jackie or Little Burgundy. Mm. You know, like the questions that you put up front are similar to what was going on 100 years ago, 70 years ago, 50 years ago. It just goes on and on and on. And that's something that I explore throughout the film, is that the fact that these problems never change, and sometimes they change. You know, there are, you know, slight angles that are...
The hurt goes elsewhere is what it
is. Exactly. But they never do. But one other thing that hasn't changed, though, is the way the community sticks together, right? Mm-hmm. Because in the past and in the present, we weren't involved in decisions that were important to us. We had to organize. We had to organize the NCC. We had to organize Union United Church and the rest of those organizations, and the peoples that have done that are still present. You know, they're still present. And those kids right now, those millennials, yeah,
the tougher generation, right?
are active and still doing it and getting a word out there. You know, like CKUT is still there. You know, still shouting out, still yelling out, this is what we need, and we need to get it. But behind those shouting matches, there are people getting together and sticking together and being really collaborative. So that's what I get, you know, from after doing a film like this, after meeting the community of Little Burgundy, it's sticking together. No matter what happens, we've been doing it now for 400 years, right? It's still the same plight.
Well, thank you very much for a very, very well thought out film. I like the love letter to Jackie, Dear Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the devices. I love the look and feel of it, the different stories, the intergenerational aspect of it, right? It truly is a beautiful film. Beyond the screening that's coming this Thursday, nationally and internationally, tell us what's going on and how can people who have seen the film and those who want to help the film in a, some sort of digital organic ways. They're mm-hmm. a place for people to jump on and start making it known to cinemas that we want this film. What are the festivals? What's going on? Tell me.
Yeah, yeah. Dear Jackie's alive and well. It's going around. I was in the UK in June to present it at the Sheffield Doc Fest over there, and that went really well. It was really good to see brothers and sisters relate over there, because I was wondering, because I know the North American reality, right? But Europe is different, and I don't know the UK that much, but they just went, yeah, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we can relate. It's basically the same story. So yeah. That's, you know, universality comes into mind. So it's done a few festivals like that, Halifax, and it's going to Toronto at the Real World Film Festival also.
Okay, when is Real World? October?
That's right, October.
Ooh, okay.
So it's going to be there. It's going to be at Union United Church. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's going to be a special mm-hmm. event for me anyways, just to, like, to give it back, because that
home.
Was my full priority. Yeah,
home,
exactly.
Home.
Back home. And of course, we've got our broadcaster, which is CBC Documentary Channel. So they'll have it on their platform, on GEM. And I think it's going to be really out there on February, of course.
Yeah. Black History Month,
and then it's going to be there for the longest time. So we do have pages. We do have Instagram pages and Facebook also. So all the details about other projections, because we did tour Montreal parks and stuff like that. It was at the Cinémathèque and different theaters and stuff. So that's continuing also. So I'd refer people to those pages. Dear Jackie Film.
Dear Jackie Film.
Yeah.
Montrealers, I got to have to speak to her. No. This is Sister P from the spaceship. Straight up. Union United is celebrating 115 years. 115. Anything and everything that has needed to ever happen to us as a community has always been there and continues to do that. I think it's extremely interesting that we will take this film, screen it there, home in the heart of community, and then many of us who are in the film will sit down and have perhaps a different conversation than what you had here today. But this is community at work. It's almost similar to Challenge for Change, which came out in the 60s. Those of you who are cinephiles will know the Challenge for Change films. It is taking on that kind of route. You need to be there. 7 p.m., 9006 DeLille Street, which is one street east of Lionel Grew Metro. It's right behind Lionel Grew Metro in Little Burgundy. So get there. Tickets. Is it first come, first serve? What is it?
Oh, no, this is really great. Yeah, it is first come, first serve. But so there's a, it's strongly suggested that there's a $5 donation.
That's right.
And all this goes straight to Union United Church.
All right.
It doesn't go to the producers or the broadcaster. It's straight for us, basically. So Union United continues its hard work.
It's hard work. Remember, they have a food kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They have the children's ministry, the music ministry, all sorts of ministry. So check it out. Henri, tap yourself on your back, boy. Boy, pat up yourself on your back. What's next for you?
Well, I did this other project called Afro-Canada, and it's a four-part docu-series on Afro-Canadian history.
Mm.
So it's 400 years, but in 4 hours, and it's a completely different project. It's the whole country. That was wonderful. And right now I'm in the edit room for another project called Canaval, and that one is a bit more close to the heart. It's the story of, it's an Afro-futurist way of looking at my family's arrival to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, how we got here, and, you know, dealt what we had to deal with on this strange planet called Canada.
Yeah. And now you taking images and audio and just showing the people back to themselves, right? After all, your family has a lot to be proud of in you. Nephew, what's going on in your life?
My life. I mean, you know what it is. I'm trying to keep my head up, try to stay positive. Things are always going to try to pull me down. A wedding is in my future.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Darling.
I am engaged to be married. We're a year from the date to next weekend.
Okay, congrats, yeah. Man. Thank you. Congrats. See, things change.
Henri, you're walking in the church sideways with the hat.
You know, the big hat coming out.
The hat
out,
is
you know?
Coming in. I'm going to try to lose the belly and wear heels, of right? Of
course. Yeah, no, it's to continue on the, you know, the legacy of this family, you know, make me grandmother proud. You know, yeah. I wear on my neck and I wear, you know, have her live and breathe and throughout the rest of my generations.
That's right. Because that's right, cause we went through.
We went through it just like mommy. A lot of other ones have.
Yeah, a lot of families lost a lot. Yeah, right. So we're continuing.
Keep pushing. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, congratulations! I can't wait. As Montrealer, that date again, September 1st, 7 p.m. Union United Church. Right beside Lionel Gouret Metro in the Little Burgundy area. Look for the film, Dear Jackie Film. Google it. Those of you who are not so good on your phones yet, call the little child who lives down the road from you. Tell her to Google it for you. Exactly. Hi, hello. But that's what you do. What you think my neighbor does with me? I have to find everything on YouTube for her. Right? Call the grandchildren, the godchildren, right? Look for it, right? And especially if those of you are homeward bound and can't get out, put it on your list in February to watch online. Absolutely. It screened beautifully. I was in Toronto with my great, what is she? She's, I think she's a sixth cousin, but she's 96 years old. And she sat down and she watched it, and it just screened beautifully. It holds up quite well on television as it does, but it's the big screen I want to see.
Definitely.
It hits a little different.
Yeah. All I'm going to say, those of you kids who are now big men and grandfathers who I used to beat up in elementary school, come and watch the film. You get to see Sister Pat cry. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. CKUT 90.3 FM. We're Angel.
And she cries well, too.
I cry well. you notice how my mascara did not run or anything like that? Trinidad is in the house, right? Ricardo Emilio Watkins is in the house. So lots of people, our beloved Mary, Faith Wholeness. Open their mic. Your mic is open, Stretch says, but it should be open. All righty? Well, that is it. Congrats, guys.
Thanks
alrighty.
A lot. Thanks a lot.
We continue. We're going to play some music. What are you playing there? You're playing this? Okay, all right. We're going to play this here. This is this. All righty, there we go. We'll be right back.
place in life. So look at all that normal. On my way, on my way, on my way. I come here to take my place in life. So look at all that normal. Today my spirit's high. Troubles all the door. And my life going nice. So much in the way. But watch me make my moves. Even though they hate. Themselves go bring good news. What? I set out to make it. So nobody can come and cut me down. Even if they try, them can't stop it. Destiny calling. Nobody can take away what is mine. Even if they try, them can't stop it. On my way. So look at all that normal. On my way, on my way, on my way. I come here to take my place in life. So look at all that normal. Don't tell them I'm ready. We don't study nobody. When we hit the road, it's all about living out this journey. We all in this thing, no excuse for saying. Life is no competition, it's what all that we could bring. But the more I push on, the more they try.
They try.
My granny used to say things could fall in place.
Too time.
Let them do all they do. Let them be sure to reveal it. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. On my way. So they could all act normal.
Oh gosh,
burn your belly.
I'm dressed a stranger in a crowded place. Me and me cooler and we did. Hoping to find someone with a familiar face so we could fit and celebrate. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing. We fire amazing. With no care in the world, let me get on that in here. I want you to charm on somebody now. Hold on somebody now. Keep them company. I want you to charm on somebody now. Hold on somebody now. Make them your family. Sober, I heard from a culture, fetal panorama again. On the road with you, man, jumping up to the soca. Must find a partner to play match with me. This is not the time to be a loner.